You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
The Mutton Sandwich Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Mutton Sandwich Podcast. This is a little thing that we put together so that we have an excuse, Mutton, to catch up with our famous friends.
That's right. You know, friends that, especially during these past 2 years, we hardly get to meet. And it's a good catch up, and we get to show off as well all the celebrities that we know.
we get to name drop them and so on and so forth.
Makes us cooler.
It is our absolute pleasure today to have on the Mutton Sandwich Podcast, Felicia Chin. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Muttons. Hi, Justin. Hi, Vernon.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. It's been a while since there was a time when we used to you bump into each other quite often in the hallways, in the car parks, and stuff like that. We hardly ever do that now because of the whole pandemic situation. But how have you been, especially over these past 2 years, Felicia?
Wow, 2 years, Wow. I've been good in a sense where definitely there have been like struggles, and you know, there have been a bit of ups, a bit of downs, I think these 2 years have been pretty kind and good to me. Speaking of car parks, I was very happy to see both of you at the MediaCorp car park, like, you know, 1-2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
I'm happy,
right?
That, you know, this is happening. And and I think these 2 years have also kind of like shine a light, you know, that connections are so important, like personal connections, talking to people. You know, we are such social people. So I do value this. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And speaking of ups and downs, let's talk about the ups first of all. Congratulations on your recent nominations at the Star Awards.
Yay, thank you.
All right, man.
Hong Sing Da Jiang. You know, it is that one time of the year that is so exciting for you guys. And I believe, please correct us if we are wrong with the facts, because obviously we don't follow Hong Sing Da Jiang as closely, but this is your 10th year that you're nominated for the 10 most popular, correct?
This is the 10th, kind of like the 10th trophy, if I get it this year.
Yes. Right, right.
But I think there has been like 1 or 2 years when I first started in this industry, I was nominated, but I didn't get the trophy.
According to the rules, if you win this 10th trophy, next year you can't be nominated. You'll be like the minister mentor.
You're disqualified.
Yeah. No, but you can help out the younger talents, lah.
Yes.
I can like sit with the other fellow friends.
What's the phrase? Feel free to say it in Mandarin. It's like all star, right?
In English, it might be something like all stars, but in Chinese, they call it like 上神台. It sounds a bit bit like into the sky kind, but I try to like, you know, avoid saying that, you know, a bit like but yes, you can say that, you know, 10 years of being like kind of like nominated, getting the award, it is very heartwarming. I guess I have not gotten my 10th, but I can only guess how it feels like when you do, you know, get that accolade.
I just want to say I have no doubt you're going to get your 10th this year. Absolutely, no doubt whatsoever.
For sure.
I mean,
you got vote for me or not?
God, expensive there.
The moment you agreed to come on the podcast, we voted for you. Yeah. But if you said no, then we would not have voted for you. Just kidding. But the thing is, can I ask you about the mentality? Because I don't think we've ever had a chat with someone who has won so many years before.
Okay.
How do you prepare yourself for the Star Awards, because you don't know if you're going to win or not. That's the truth, right? You just don't. And how do you prepare yourself mentally for, okay, if I don't win, it can be, I don't know if the word is correct, it can be embarrassing, and then
heartbreaking.
All the press will ask you like, oh, how does it feel not to win? You know, like, how do you prep yourself for that moment. And not just you, I think you speak for a lot of your fellow celebs as well.
Wow. I mean, I think for myself, I've been through like a phase in the beginning where actually I have not won before lah. Except for the first 2 years. Definitely I didn't get it last year. That's the truth.
Okay.
But I think it has come to a point whereby last time, you know, maybe when I was in my 20s, I get really nervous. Even participating in the Star Awards from the get-go, you know, from where it first starts, you know, that first minute, you know, and all the prep and all that. But I think I noticed something about myself this past few years, especially last year. I think it's more of a homecoming kind of feel. It's more of I'm just enjoying, you know, being around these actors whom I don't really get to see often, to be honest, like all of us,
right,
especially during the pandemic, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And I think it's just a really heartwarming feeling. Definitely when they're announcing the last few names for the award and, you know, you definitely get that, oh, am I going to get it? My heart's beating faster.
Yeah.
It's very normal. But I do notice something about myself last year when I didn't get it, but it didn't hit me too much, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to be like, oh, I'm okay about it. But I think I come to a point whereby if I get it, I'll be really happy.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't get it, I don't see it as the main thing why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, acting and being in this industry.
Yeah. It's a bonus. So it's a bonus, right?
It is a bonus. And I think that's, I do see a growth in me or something, a different phase for me. But of course, I'm not saying do not vote for me. Please. But it's just something that I noticed about myself. So if you say if I prep, I don't really prep.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I only prep like if you win what you say. Because sometimes when you get on stage, right? You sometimes your mind do get blank, you know, because everybody's staring at you. The cameras are staring at you and you do get a bit nervous because you don't do this every day.
Sure.
You only do this like once or twice a year. So right. I do still get that scary feeling. But
the butterflies.
I tell you, the butterflies don't even get to come up, you know.
Oh no.
It's so fast, right? It's so fast. Yeah. Have you ever...
You don't say quick enough. Yeah, you don't say quick enough. The music comes in, you know.
Oh boy.
And then you'll be like...
Have you ever forgotten to thank someone important?
Wow, it's maybe it's juggling like trying not to forget who to thank, but you know, sometimes you're like, do I sound too boring or not? My speech, can I sound like someone else? Sometimes you'll be like, how come the person so funny on stage, so natural on stage? How come like when I get up, I seem to be like reading from a script? You know, sometimes I do have such thoughts, but it's just part and parcel of it, But ultimately, I think, it's a bonus to be on stage to thank certain people in your life and to really just mean it from your heart. I think that's good enough. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. So Felicia, you know, having a nice, long and illustrious career in this industry, tell us, you know, the good and bad things. Like you know, name one highlight of your career that you've experienced and one low light.
Wow. I think one of the highlights for me is especially during this. This few years where I think I acted in certain roles that are a bit maybe a bit more thought-provoking, a bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember once I acted in this mini drama called 2589 Days Apart that's available on MeWatch if you want to watch it. It's about depression.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it is about love and depression and this 21 years that this character goes through. And something that hit me was like when it was aired, there are a lot of people who sent me messages. There was one that kind of spoke to me. This, I guess, I'm not sure if it's a lady or a guy, but he or she did share that, you know, I'm going through depression myself. And thank you for this role. Like, it gave me courage to step out from what I'm feeling, you know. So I think that's, to me, a highlight would be, you know, that meaning and purpose behind our storytelling and our role playing, you know, like on screen. It means something to someone. And I think it gives people kind of like courage, you know, sometimes, you know, if when you resonate with what the person is on screen, it gives you kind of even like hope, you know, a feel good feeling, you know, kind of thing. So I do see that as a very big plus point to what I'm doing.
Mm.
I think recently when I was nominated for was another role, but you know, 2589 Days About, that role was pretty well received. The one that I was nominated was for also like a more challenging role. It's a... It's for, what's that in English? Olivia, I mean, that role was, it's called Olivia.
Jungle Survivor.
Wow, you did your homework.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's called Google.
Yeah, because, it's called Google.
Yeah, he doesn't do homework. Google is his tutor.
I should open up my other phone and like Google.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, right. Jungle Survivor. Yes. Yeah, because I'm filming another drama now. So when I'm filming another drama, the other one kind of like disappeared.
I don't know how you guys do multiple productions at a time.
Yeah,
but you have to remember your character, your lines and all that. That's just phenomenal.
Yeah, multiple right. is a bit tough. Yeah. But I'm very blessed to be nominated for that role. It's a role that's so not me. She's actually a very... like a new Changren, you know, a powerful lady at work, but relationship wise, she is like a third party in someone else's marriage. It's not the most like likable role, I guess, when you read it on paper, right?
Sure.
Not saying that I do agree with what she does, but I think it gave me a heart to understand that, you know, no humans are perfect. And as actors, I think we're. For me, I'm not, my first step is not to criticize the role, but to understand why she did what she did.
Yeah.
And I guess it gives me a heart to portray my roles a bit differently, I think. Because if I see people, I mean, my roles as people, right, there's definitely a dark side to everyone, to be honest. If someone's portraying me, there's definitely a dark side to me, right?
So sure,
I think,
sure.
I mean, yes. I mean, please don't ask me what's my dark side, but yeah. Digging my own hole. But yeah, I think I saw Olivia, the role that you guys were mentioning, as someone who had a past. You know, everyone is kind of like affected by what happened in their life, but definitely it's a choice that she has made. So there's a redemptive part to this this role, to this whole show, and I think I'm glad that, you know, people kind of see my growth and also see something in her that, you know, they kind of can resonate with, lah. Maybe not agree with, but resonate with.
No, but that I think is an ace about your acting chops, because, you know, the Finisher we know is just the sweetest person in the world.
Yeah, friendly and so bubbly all the time.
To be able to play someone like that and get nominated for it shows what a great actress you are.
Your
which
range,
brings me back to a Star Wars question.
Oh, okay? Star Wars.
Can I just ask you?
Okay.
Can I just ask you?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be nominated for Best Actress or the top 10, the Shida? Because they're both very different awards, right? The best actress is not voted by fans. Best actress is the industry telling you that you are that good at what you do. But you don't have to be a very good actress, you know, no offense to anyone. You don't have to be a very good actor or actress to be in the top 10 of Shida.
You just have to be popular.
That's fan voting. Mm. It's not a reflection of your skill. So which... if you could only choose one, which will you prefer?
Yeah. Wow.
We ask the tough questions here on the Mutton Sandwich, you know?
Maybe after I win one this year, maybe.
Yes!
You just need to put it aside, right?
You just need the one more. Yeah.
But to be honest, right, I really do think that then, but as an actress, right, it's such a fine line to juggle, you know, because... Yeah. You do what you do. Of course, you want to be good at what you do. But also, you would love for people to kind of like know you and like you, right?
Oh, of course.
You know, it is part and parcel of this whole...
industry.
And as a person, you know, even if you're not an actress, right, you want to be good at your job. But at the same time, you want to be kind of like in harmony with everyone else, right?
Yeah.
And you do what you do because you hope that you can reach out to people. People see you on the street, people can come and wave to you and like you. So on a bit selfish part, of course, like, I want to be popular also, right?
I mean, it's human nature to want to be loved, you know?
Yeah. But I must say that, you know, of course, having a Best Actress award is nice, lah. You know, you can put on the shelf and then you look at it, you know, I did, you know, my hard work paid off because there's a lot of hard work that every actress put in that nobody really knows. But at the same time, I do feel that even when there's someone who's not nominated for Best Actress, I'm just being honest, it doesn't mean that the person is not a good actress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to say, like, kudos to a lot of, I mean, this is not like super like, you know, a popular thing to say, but I do feel like in a drama, right, there's so many people who are overlooked.
Yeah,
you know, speaking as an actress, I think in the scene, right, even when there's someone who plays like the person, like maybe someone that a salesperson that's talking to maybe two leads in the show, that salesperson is so important, you know, because if he or she plays it well, right, there's kind of like a rapport, there's kind of like chemistry. It sometimes brings out the good or the bad of the other roles in that scene.
Sure.
And people will not be, you know, jump out from that scene, not believing in that scene. So we need everyone to be good, you know? So I just want to say that, you know, yeah, many, many actors and actresses who are really good at what they do, but sometimes they do not get nominated. I just want to say that, you know, the most important thing, I guess, is to really, if you like someone, you know, you can just, you know, now it's so easy, right? Social media, just drop a note. Hey, thanks. Oh, thanks for the show. You know, you were so evil in it, but I like it. Right. Kind of thing, you know, I see your effort. I think it means a lot to people who
being a nice person.
Felicia's
right?
The sweetest person.
Absolutely.
He gives credit to others.
And what you were describing is just like what's happening right now. It's our podcast, it's Mutton's podcast, but. You're the one making the podcast sound good because you're on the show. So
exactly,
there you go. Yeah,
exactly.
You know.
One more thing about the Star Awards before we move on.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
We'll take you back to the year 2017, where
I knew it.
You knew we'd go there, right? We'll take you back to the year 2017, where I mean, it's not uncommon at the Star Awards for the stars to show up in very shocking fashion.
Shocking is one way of putting it. I want to say, you know, something that really glamorizes the whole event.
It glamorizes the event.
Yeah, because not on any other day, if you're going to Ion to go shopping, you're not going to wear something like that.
Exactly,
you know, you do it for a big award show.
I want to say folks like Ann Kok and Fan Wong started the trend. But in 2017, you showed up in a dress that was quite revealing.
Yes.
And for people who haven't seen it, you can just Google it. There were two very strategically placed doves.
Okay, where are you going with this, Mutton?
You know. And then, I mean, we were all like, whoa, we've never seen Felicia dressed like this before. The next day, we went on the radio and we sang a song about you. Did you ever hear that song?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
Oops. I think I did.
Spicy.
I was like, wow, they really work overtime, like can produce a song the very next day. I mean, I was a bit paisei lah, of course, but I'm like, but really claps to both of you, you know, sincere claps to both of you for like, you know, for creating something. I mean, I was reading it, you know, I was like, how was I feeling? A bit paisei, then a bit, was I angry? No, I wasn't angry. But I was just like, so funny.
Because we came into this ready to apologize.
No, you know, it wasn't meant to be, you know, anything rude to you or anything. It really was a tribute to, you know, for being so out there, so daring and just glamorizing the whole event. Because without that sensational dress, it would just been another award show, nothing to go wow about.
So,
but you did it. You were the wow in that particular Star Award.
So here's what we're gonna do. Okay, maybe some people haven't heard it. This was 5 years ago.
It was.
We're gonna play it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For people to hear. Okay.
Here.
And then if you want to, you can Google the image, and then it will just all mesh together.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a listen.
Mutton.
Yes, Mutton.
Did you watch the Star Awards a few days ago?
Yeah, the stars really dressed up that night. Huh?
Yeah, best undressed went to Felicia.
Some went to higher, and some went tailor curtains for Zoe Day. Red carpet sachet, but she wore two birds apart. They covered those parts. Felicia said, why is it so cold today?
So not shy,
at least we know that they're not fake.
So not shy,
pretty much she could
couldn't eat cake, so not shy. We heard her turn to friends and say, please, birds, don't fly away. Oh, or else, see, babe, I say.
Wow, lucky Fan Wong didn't attend this year's ceremony.
Huh? Why,
Nah, Fan will blow away the bird.
So Felicia, I don't know if you knew. We had put up like a lyric video of that song on Facebook 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
That video has about 250,000 views.
Oh wow.
So everyone
saw the doves for like half a like 250,000 people saw the
doves. Yeah, well, Singaporeans love birds, right? Look at our bird park. You know, so many visitors every year. But
so we have to say thank you because part of our bonus is how many views we get on Facebook. So,
you contribute.
So do I get like I don't know, like a VIP card to your restaurant or something?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
anytime.
Or like Ichiban.
That one, no need to say. You're already invited anytime you want. You get more nominations for your Star Awards.
Thank you.
Wow.
I must say something, you know. How are we pricey to say? But I think, right, you all haven't voted for me yet, you know.
God, lah.
Don't bluff. Because just now, right? But now I was saying very expensive, but now this year don't need money already. So right, yeah, y'all say you want to apologize, right? So
actually,
to be more sincere, you know,
because they've allowed online voting for a few years.
It's been
free for a few years. Already.
Right.
You know why I know? Because I was nominated like 6 years ago.
Oh yeah, you were. Such a loser, you.
In the biggest...
Nominated and never win.
In the biggest boo-boo Channel 8 ever made, they nominated me in the male category.
Then you really have to prepare your speech if you go.
No, he knew he was going to lose.
I swear. I did not prepare anything because I knew I wasn't going to win. Of course, I didn't win. But I still remember it was at Suntec. You were there. So many people were there. And everybody was
looking at him like, why the hell are you here?
It was very embarrassing. In fact, you know, just now how I asked you, like, you know, how do you prepare if you don't win, right? So that year, I don't know if this is a common thing because I only attended 1 year.
Mm.
That year, they actually had a loser's podium. So after the show, there was an after party, which was broadcast on like Me Watch or something like that. And they actually had a podium of all the losers. Like,
oh, no.
So all those who didn't win had to stand there. And I wouldn't name names, but all the other actors who obviously, this is their day job. This is not my day job.
Right.
They look so sad.
Of course.
They look so depressed. And they, it was like they were going to cry. Don't make me stand here, you know. And then I was standing there like, hey, how's everyone? How are you? You know, have you had the spring,
like Bert,
have you had the spring roll? Spring roll, very nice. Like, you know. And they were all like,
what? I think the spring rolls were really good.
They were really good. and all the actors who didn't win standing there like, this bastard. Why is he here?
Oh man.
I remember because, you know, and that's how seriously I know a lot of them take it, because this is a once a year highlight. And all that. So for people who don't know, Star Awards happens in April. Very excited. Vote for your favorites. It's going to be really awesome. Okay, let's put Star Awards aside.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about Felicia for a moment. 2003, you took part in Star Search, and that's how you started your career. Just in case, because we've never heard the story, in case people haven't, what made a young Felicia Chin think, I want to be an actress in 2003?
Well, I to be honest, I didn't think that I want to be an actress.
Mm.
I wanted to see what is it like, because I grew up watching Star Search.
Yeah.
And at that time, I had a bit of time on my hands because I was waiting to get into uni.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so Star Search comes knocking on the door, you know, you see the ads and all that. And I'm like, okay, why not just try it?
Mm.
It's just so simple. It's like, just try.
Just try.
Yeah, and see, 18 years old, you know, I was just curious and just like, you know, something very fresh, right?
18-year-old Felicia Chin, who was your favorite actress at that time?
Wow. I don't think I had a favorite actress because I wasn't really allowed to watch a lot of TV at that time.
Oh, really?
But I, Yeah, yeah. But I do love, like, you know, you always flip 8 days last time, right?
Yeah.
Iweekly. And then, wow, the Zoe days, the Fan Wong. Mm. And if you ask me, I grew up watching the, you know, the Shuang Tian Zhi Zun.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And also, like, there was a drama also with Fan Wong and Thomas Ong about orchids. And I love that show.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of like my childhood. So I just wanted to try and I just signed up. That's very simple as it is, yeah.
Amazing.
And you know, all these years later, what a great decision that was, and what a successful actress and what a talented actress you've been over the years. Aww. As well.
Absolutely. Hey, all the very best for the Star Awards, Felicia. We appreciate you taking the time. We know you're busy. It took us a while to get you on our podcast.
Yeah.
And then when we saw
that you
were on Gene Danker's podcast, we're like, we gotta let Gene have all the fun. so we had to get you as well. We'll let you go after one more thing, and that's how we like to end Mutton Sandwich podcast, and that's where we turn the tables. Now you get to ask us a question. Is there anything you've ever wanted to ask the Muttons you've never had a chance? Now it's going to be on record, anything at all, and we have to answer.
Oh no, I'm going to ask a very very simple question.
Oh, sure.
Hang. Yeah, we like simple stuff.
Really?
We hate it when people ask us, like, have you seen each other naked? Like, what kind of question is that?
Yeah. No one wants to see either of us naked.
Shucks. It's so simple, but why are you called the Muttons? Like, why Muttons?
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you've been asked like so many times, right?
It doesn't matter because, you know, it's just a testament to people being interested in why we call ourselves the Muttons. Yeah. So, Mutton, I let you answer.
Back in 2005, when we were first put together as a partnership, we had no idea what to do. We had no idea if it would work or not. Back then, 2005, there were a lot of male duos on radio, and all you hear was, "Hey, brother, 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 what's up, brother, brother, brother?" And we're like, we don't want to be another brother. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just so overdone. So we wanted something to call each other, not brother, but something else. But what could that word be? You know, so we thought if we gave ourselves a name, then we can call each other something and it become a trademark. And to be honest, it was the most random word ever. If it was any other day, we could have chosen ice cream, badminton,
cockroach,
you know, but it just so happened there was this death metal band called Slipknot. I don't know if you know about them. Ooh. They came to Singapore to perform around that time and they call their fans maggots. I mean, it's death metal, like, it's, you know, so you can't, that is their world, you know?
So we thought,
wouldn't it be funny if we called ourselves something really random, you know? And it just so happened, we thought the word mutton was funny, you know?
And it was a time where people are getting a little bit more self-conscious about the things that they ate. So, you know, at the time, beef get you mad cow disease.
Yeah.
Chicken is just not nice to call people a chicken.
Bird flu.
Yeah, and you get bird flu.
Yeah.
Pork or pigs, you know, give you swine flu. Fish give you mercury and lead poisoning. So muttons, if you think about it, is the least diseased meat.
Yeah.
That's so true.
It only gives you high cholesterol.
It's fine. We both have high cholesterol. Anyway. So that's it. That really is the story. You know, just a random word. Any other day it could have been any word. And thankfully it picked up because people started calling us muttons very quickly after that. They were like, hey, I think it works. And it's been 17 years. So.
Wow. So smart. So sticky, you know, like people remember it. And I just want to say you guys are so smart because it's spin off to, like, you know, you guys into F&B and it kind of like a bit link, right?
Awesome. Although I think people like Mothership and all that have made a point to say that in all the restaurants we've ever opened, we've never served mutton.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't eat yourself.
You can't be cannibals, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So hey, Felicia, this really is an open invitation. I don't know if you've tried Fukin and all that, but please come down one day. We'd love to have you there, you know.
Oh, thank you. I think I tried Fukin before.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anytime you want, drop us a text. We'll send it to you. Okay. So, all the best for the Star Awards yet again. It's been great having you on, Felicia.
Mm.
And we'll hope to run into you soon at Basement One.
Thank you. Yeah, today is my only off day and I'm like, you guys are really special. Oh! So I really want to spend time with you guys. So.
Oh, my goodness. Now we feel so special.
You're too kind. Okay. Go. Enjoy your off day, Felicia. Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.